But now, you see, I've got to ask this then. Two things come to mind. First of all, looking then at that article back in December of 2008 where Twitter CEO Evan Williams was criticized that his company was slow to turn on its revenue-generating engine, what you're saying is there is a business plan, but the reality is that we're dealing in a new medium and that the way in which some of the people investing or some of the people in the traditional press look at it may not be aligned with the way things are actually or should be viewed. Do you follow where I'm going with that? In other words, we have a whole new set of metrics here, and so it's unfounded, the criticism that there isn't a business plan or they're taking too long to turn.
There has always been a business plan, and I think that they would like to delay even longer than they can because of the second issue. If you go back to 2008, the discussion on Twitter was usually about why Twitter breaks all the time. And Twitter doesn't break as often as it used to, and Wilson, in his directive to this company, as chairman said, first get it to be bulletproof and rock-solid reliable. You're going to have companies counting on you. IBM has 1,000 tweeters. It's become a primary way of exchanging information and ideas for IBM's entire ecosystem, and it needs to be bulletproof. At least as bulletproof as a telephone system. Phones still go down, and computers still go down, but it's a relative rarity. Twitter going down was a common issue 9 months ago.
Okay, sorry to interrupt, but this is an interesting point you're raising, and there's logic in what he's saying is let's build it right, make it solid, and then we can introduce a revenue model that we're sure we'll be able to deliver to, is what you're saying, right?
Yes. Yes.
Right. Now,
and the second thing is the more people who use it for free and love it and become addicted to it, and the bigger that Twitter becomes, the more valuable it is and the more money they can charge to the more companies.
Okay, now this goes into the second point about the more people they can use it for free. I've been running polls and asking questions of Twitter users. What would you pay to have access to Twitter or to your Twitter account now? And I gave a range, $10 or less, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, or 30 or above. And then I have, of course, the ominous nothing. Almost 100% of the people who responded said they would not pay anything. Now, here's an interesting twist on this, because this ties back into our revenue, is that some of those people who said they would not pay nothing admit that because of Twitter, they're now making money.
Mm-hmm.
There's a paradox there. So is that that model of let's get them in for free, get it to be valuable, is the other side of that potentially that once somebody has it for free, they would be less inclined to pay for the service? Do you know where I'm going with this, Shel?
Yeah, let me give an example that's pretty close to home, John.
Okay.
You have one of the most popular podcasts in North America from my research. And how much do your listeners pay to listen to this show?
Absolutely nothing.
I see. How are you doing financially because of this show?
I'm not doing badly. You know, I get sponsors and part of the other blogs and connecting, but
you get sponsors. Now, that's a word that wasn't in the conversation when you polled people about what would they pay to listen. You know, I get sponsors for my blog, which are pretty nice, and I thank my sponsors very much, and I hope that they're getting a value out of it, but they don't even tell me the answer to that. They just either renew or not.
See, you know, with you, Shel, I've got to be on my toes all the time, don't I?
Yeah, but let's go another place. Now,
okay.
Do you think someone listening today might get an idea and they might profit from it?
I certainly hope that they would.
So do I. And then I will sell a book, and I make approximately $5 from that. You get somebody who's saying, you know, I listened to the show, and it was great, and I made money. And this enhances your reputation. You profit from this.